Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. I'm Bob Baker, and among other things, I'm an author, musician, coach, mentor, and improv comedy instructor. In 2017, I took my small YouTube channel and turned it into the premier destination for affirmations and inspiration, with hundreds of thousands of subscribers and millions of views. I started this podcast soon after, and it now reaches nearly 100,000 people a month. I'm on a mission to inspire and uplift humanity, one positive thought and one inspired action at a time. Thank you for joining me in that effort. Please visit my website for a free gift. And while you're there, learn more about our High Vibe Tribe community, as well as mentorship opportunities where I can help you grow a YouTube channel, attract an audience of raving fans, or manifest more abundance into your life. You can also get a copy of my book, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com. A lot of people resist this. Darn, I was really loving the way things were, and don't change. Like every time Facebook comes out with a new layout, there are some people that get upset when apps change. And so, why did they change it? You know, so some people would still like to have Facebook look like it did in 2007.
Oh, that would be me. Yeah. I would be like the master of that game.
So there's a little tease, a little sample of what is in store for you with this episode. Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. I am Bob Baker, your host, and this is Season 2, Episode 40. That's right, Pookie and I are going to be discussing dealing with uncertainty and how everything is temporary. But first, did you know that my YouTube channel is on track to hit 250,000 subscribers sometime late October around Halloween? And I'm just so humbled and grateful to be reaching those numbers. There's a couple of things that you can do. One, if you're not already subscribed to the channel, please go to YouTube, search for Bob Baker, that's B-A-K-E-R. You'll pretty quickly find my channel and subscribe to it. If you don't already, you can help me reach that number sooner. And to celebrate hitting that milestone, I'm going to be doing some special events, some Zoom calls and some live streams. I haven't set the exact events and dates yet, but one way that you can find out about them is to get on my email list. That's real easy to do, and it's free. Just go to my website at bobbakerinspiration.com. Look for the link that will give you 6 free MP3 downloads. Enter your name and email address, and boom, you're on that list. And that's the main way that I'll be notifying people of these special celebratory events coming up when I hit that 250,000 mark. Another thing that's right around the corner happening in October is my next Turbocharge Your Life session. This one is a 21-day abundance challenge. It starts on October 16th with our first of 3 Zoom calls. There's a whole lot of perks that come with it, like a private Facebook group and some other things. And all you have to do to learn more about that is to expand the show notes of this episode and go to the link. Read all about it and sign up now. And now for the featured recording, you get a twofer. It's not just my voice you'll be hearing. Here's a discussion I had with my significant other of many years, Pookie Lee, where we talk about dealing with uncertainty and how to get on really friendly terms with that. I hope you enjoy it. Hope to talk to you again real soon. Everything is temporary. What does that mean to you, Pookie?
Well, it means that we're living in a world that's always changing. Changing in every way, you know, like look at even like trees growing, right? That's temporary. Their state of growth, right, is temporary. They're going to grow into large trees, and then they never stop growing. So everything is always moving. It's always changing. Also, too, like our experiences are temporary. Like right now, we're in a temporary home. Right? This is a house that we're staying at, but it's temporary. We have tomorrow here, but then it's going to change. So everything is always changing. And so change is is a part of life, and it is the cycle of life. And what we try to do, I think where we get really messed up, is we try to figure it out, or we try to plan for it, or we try to control it or manipulate it, but we just have no idea, you know. And recently my brother passed away, and we can look at our experience here on this planet as a temporary experience. We're only here for a short period of time. Yeah. You know, so our lives are temporary. This moment is temporary. We move from one moment to the next. Relationships are temporary. When I was 20 years old, I had a lot of relationships that I'm not in those relationships at all anymore. You know, and so things are constantly moving. Things are constantly changing. Nothing is permanent. And in that we're living in a world of, like, I wouldn't say random, because I do believe that we have some control over our experience of what is occurring in our life. But I think that when we are open to the temporary and the changes and like just allowing those things to happen, then we're not in resistance to the natural cycle of life, which is everything is temporary, right? Everything is temporary.
Isn't there a saying, something like the only thing you can count on is change, or I forgot the actual wording of it, but basically it's talking about the only consistent thing you can definitely count on is that things are going to change. However, I think there are two sides of this, because we all strive to have consistency in our lives. And quite often we can't establish those things. I'm going to come back to that. But it's, knowing that jobs, your physical, your state of being, your mental
your
state
hair color.
Of being, the people that you're, your family is kind of set in stone biologically for the most part. But those people come and go in your lives, and they can leave through moving, they can leave through a disagreement, and they can leave through passing on, passing away. So a lot of people resist this. Darn, I was really loving the way things were, and don't change. Like every time Facebook comes out with a new layout.
Facebook is temporary.
So there are some people that get upset when apps change. and so why did they change it? You know, so some people would still like to have Facebook look like it did in 2007.
Oh, that would be me. Yeah. I'd be like the master of that game.
But you're always going to be frustrated if you resist the changes, especially if they're out of your control, like the weather or whatever. You
or
know.
Facebook.
Yeah, or Facebook. They're totally out of your control because you don't run the...
No.
Monopoly or whatever. So you have to be flexible. That's what I love about, some of you may know that I teach and perform improv comedy. And that is the art of being comfortable with uncertainty. You never know what's going to come out in a scene. But you have rules, you have frameworks, you have, there are certain structures to improv that you learn when you learn it, or you take a class, that actually make it, those are things that are consistent. So there are some aspects of our lives that can be consistent. So the things that we have control over, like maybe our daily habits, maybe one way that you have a rock solid, consistent thing is you have a morning practice where you get up and you maybe have a cup of tea and you meditate, you journal, whatever that is for you, you exercise. So that's one way to get stability in your life. And some people stick to that routine no matter where they are, even when they travel, they're committed to that.
I don't know how to do it.
So there's ways that you can add certainty to your life. And there's one more thing. I think I've heard this from Tony Robbins more than anything, but he said there's two things that drive people, and they're opposing, but they go together, and that's certainty and uncertainty. So human beings, we need a certain amount of certainty. We need to know that when we get up in the morning, or when we walk across the floor, it's not going to cave in, that our car's going to start. So we crave certainty. If everything was all constantly in flow, we would go a little chaotic, and we'd be constantly going in survival mode. But if everything was exactly the same, our lives never changed, we would get bored.
How boring.
Yeah. And so we need some uncertainty to keep things fresh, to keep things exciting. We actually streamed live on YouTube this morning. And normally I have a pre-recorded little intro that I said, oh, I forgot to load this in. And I said, oh, I'm just going to play live. So I picked up my guitar. I've never done that before. And I said, I kind of like that. I might do that from now on. So sometimes the uncertainty can lead to new opportunities. So we need this balance of certainty and uncertainty, and you can, through the developing habits, create the certain aspects, but don't be so rigid with the things in life that change, right? You have to roll with it. Is there a certain level of acceptance?
Yes, a level of acceptance, especially when things change, especially like losing a job or anything like that, you know.
Relationships,
you know, and just there's just a lot of changes that sometimes come on unexpected to us, and they create a lot of upheaval in our lives,
mm-hmm.
right? Those are the ones I'm talking about. So just in that, just knowing that there's change afoot, and it's really, you can really anticipate something really magical. Like you can begin to look for the magic of the moment, right? And oh my goodness.
I know the magic of the moment for me is rolling with the bugs. Are they, yeah, whatever these things are, they're flying around my head.
That want to come and suck our blood. Yeah.
And I'm not.
They want to suck Bob's blood.
They want to change my skin from being unblemished to having a.
We're dealing with uncertainty.
There's definitely some uncertainty here. The longer we sit here, the more intense it gets. But I'm trying to roll. I'm trying to be positive. I'm keeping a smile on my face.
No. And so, you know, how is it that we navigate through all of these experiences in a way that really empower us,
mm-hmm.
you know? And how do we look for the good, right? So one way, okay, let's just go for mosquitoes for right now. So one way that you could look for the good in this whole thing is like, we are actual meals for these dudes.
Yeah, I'm supplying them.
You know, like, we're like...
sustenance.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, come on over here, have a little snack, you know.
They're just doing their thing.
They're just trying to survive like all of us, right? So it's just like, how do we look at it? What are we thinking, right? And then... Yeah, and then play with different ways of responding to things, like accepting it, like rather than rejecting it or being angry about it or whatever, or moving away from it. How do you accept it? How do you just like, how do you learn to be in harmony with it? Being in harmony with nature right now. Here we're in an environment where nature is definitely extremely present. Not like in St. Louis, I have 226 houses, you know, on a 3-acre lot, right? And so there's
it's a people, lot of tiny houses.
Lots of tiny houses, lots of people living all over the place, right? Yeah. And just a lot of, but here, nature is the predominant force,
mm-hmm.
right? Not man. And so out here, we're visitors into this environment. And so it is, it's a privilege to be here, right? And to deal with the unexpected. You know, like mosquitoes wanting to fly into your eyeballs.
Actually, speaking of nature, that actually point is a great point. Because whenever I'm in doubt about how to live my life, quite often I look to nature, look the infinite intelligence that creates life and creates worlds. How does it behave? Because there's something it knows that we don't. And nature's constantly changing. We may be here. We may be here. And in the moment, these trees are all... Everything is solid. We don't see the grass growing and all that, but it is growing. It needs to be mowed or whatever if they want to have a lawn here. So this is in constant flux. There's always changes, the changing of the seasons, the growth, the expansion. And so think of yourself as you are an extension of that infinite intelligence that created you. And so live that way too. So be fluid, be like a plant or be like a flower. And know that there's going to be growth. There's going to be decay at some time. There's going to be rebirth, right?
Yeah.
And so it's okay if you feel a little frustrated by changes, but have some grace and some ease. Give yourself a break and know that you can...
Make it through it.
Bounce through this and use the serenity prayer. If there's something that you can change, you have control over, exert whatever influence you feel is necessary. But many things that we get frustrated over are outside of our control. They're decisions made by other people or nature or whatever. And you have to accept those things with grace, with ease. And then how can you make lemons or lemonade out of those lemons, right?
Yeah, see me leaning into Bob right now because see if I'm over here.
Yeah. Got the hot spot in her forehead. So again, we had no idea what was going to come out when we talked about everything. It's temporary, but we hope that we provided some food for thought.
Yeah.
So roll with the changes. I think that's a song by REO Speedwagon.
Oh, wow. You're totally dating yourself.
Roll with the changes. Never mind. I don't have the guitar with me, so this is a non-musical video.
Bob.
So just be open. All right? Know that uncertainty, that change is good for you. It adds spice to life. And so when those changes come up, go, oh boy, here's an opportunity for me to do something new. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So do that.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Have an awesome day. Leave a comment. Let us know what you think about this whole topic about everything being temporary. We'd love to know what you think.
All right. Yes, we would.
All right. See you soon. All right.
Take care.
Bye for now. So long.
Thanks so much for listening. Before you go, I want to remind you to get your free copy of Turbocharge Your Life, 5 Steps to Unleashing Your Purpose, Passion, and Play. It will be well worth you taking a few seconds right now to go to bobbakerinspiration.com to get it. That's bobbakerinspiration.com. The 5 simple steps we cover will help you overcome the obstacles you currently face and inspire you to live a more purposeful and passionate life. You'll learn how to identify what's holding you back and dissolve the hurdles that are slowing you down. How to install a new belief system and behaviors that will empower you and up-level your life. We also share the secret ingredient that will lead to your personal transformation. The end result will be that you become a full expression of your authentic self. Again, this guide is absolutely free and waiting for you right now at bobbakerinspiration.com. Go there right now before you get distracted.